track 9, and now back to news stories. First steps in bid to save Dawlish green space. Town councillors have submitted a bid to register an area of green space in Dawlish as an asset of community value. The move by Dawlish Town Council is part of a wider plan to save the popular New Hay area next to St Gregory's Church. This area is glebe land belonging to the Church of England, but there is a question mark over its future since Teignbridge Council failed to renew its lease on the site. Following a groundswell of public opinion to save the land, the Town Council set up a task group and its first action was a bid for its registration as an asset. More than 60 people attended a Town Council meeting in support of the land and 1,500 people signed a Save the New Hay petition. The application was submitted to Teignbridge Council on the 4th of July and the District Council has confirmed a decision is expected by the 29th of August. The task group will be exploring the viability of the Town Council or community partners taking on responsibility for the New Hay, including lease or purchase options in the future. It is also carrying out due diligence, focusing on boundary, ownership and structural issues, especially around the bridge and footpath. Specialist surveys and investigations are being arranged. Passionate supporters told councillor, the New Hay is the only piece of land older people and those with disabilities can access easily because it is on the level. There have been suggestions the land could become a community hub and create a community orchard. There is now an approved allocated budget of up to £12,000 from community infrastructure levy receipts to undertake urgent due diligence to inform future town council decisions in respect of the New Hay.
Inspiring art workshop at Chudley Primary. Artist and printmaker Simon Ripley led an arts workshop for the children at Chudley Knighton Primary School. The youngsters from Bellstone class enjoyed a vibrant and inspiring day of creativity during the all-day visual arts workshop. The workshop is a Helen Foundation-supported workshop, a project managed by Daisy. It began with an exciting hands-on session where students learned the intricate art of colourgraph printing. Inspired by the iconic designs of William Morris, the children glued various textured materials onto cardboard to create their own unique printing plates. With the help of specialist inks and a small-scale printing press, each student proudly printed their designs to take home. In the afternoon, the creative energy continued as students designed their own stamp motifs using foam. These individual creations came together to form a stunning collaborative wallpaper design, again drawing influences from the patterns and principles of William Morris. The day was made even more special with a visit from Annie and Roger Kirk, founders of the Helen Foundation, who observed the children deeply engaged in their artistic process. Charlotte Perkins, Art and Design Coordinator at Chudley Knighton School, said, "Having local artists come into our school has been incredibly enriching for our pupils. For many of our children, these experiences have been their first working with a professional artist. Opportunities such as these, supported by the Helen Foundation, provide creative possibilities that go far beyond the traditional classroom curriculum. Artists like Simon bring not only specialist skills, but also a real-world interest into the creative process, which is truly inspiring. We're so proud of the brilliant artwork the children produced and are grateful to Simon for leading such an inspiring workshop."
5G antennas at Holden Hill get green light. An application to upgrade a Holden Hill communications tower to provide 5G coverage has been approved by planners. The application sought permission for 6 new antennas to be fixed to Cellnex UK's mast off Harker Lane. In addition to the antennas, the proposals also include the installation of remote radio units and breakout boxes. The Holden Hill telecommunications site is located within a site of special scientific interest. The upgrade is necessary to improve a vital network that provides public services, the town planning statement says. The antennas will comply with all relevant health and safety requirements and will be compliant with the International Commission on Non-Ionising Radiation Protection Guidelines, the statement adds.
Author claims maps are getting Dartmoor wrong. A local author is hoping that Ordnance Survey will change the route of a classic Dartmoor footpath. Avid Dartmoor walker Nick Pannell says he wants the nation's mapmakers to rethink the famous Abbott's Way path, which takes in some of the more remotest places, claiming they have been getting the route wrong for nearly 140 years, and the time has come to set the record straight. Ordnance Survey says it has been mapping the route the same way since 1886, but there are many potential routes across the moor that don't show up on maps. However, Nick says his research over the last 4 years shows that monks travelling between Buckfast and Tavistock Abbey in medieval times followed a more northerly path than the one that has been printed on maps for more than a century. Now he has published his findings in a new book on The Real Abbott's Way. If enough people contact OS and lobby for a change of description, then we can remedy a fundamental error that denies hundreds of walkers each year the chance to experience the real Abbott's Way, he said. The more northerly route follows a line of ancient crosses which were erected as waymarks and is so much more interesting. You can line up the crosses and on some stretches still navigate by them, just as the monks did 700 years ago. Every year, youth groups follow the OS route for adventure challenges, as well as hundreds of individual hikers thinking they are following in the footsteps of the medieval monks who needed to cross the Dartmoor wilderness from one abbey to the other. But the truth may be different. Sometimes things get set in stone that aren't right, and we rely on historians to put the record straight, said Nick. There's been enough research over the last 50 years to indicate that the moorland starting point on the east is Holne Moor, not Cross Firs. All I'm doing is bringing all these voices together to try and get the route rewritten. Any petition to get the Abbott's Way route changed must go through Historic England, which is the recognised authority considered by Ordnance Survey.
Our plan is working, says South West Water, as it announces pollution incidents halved in the first half of 2025. Thanks to the brilliant efforts of its teams, the water company is building on its progress from 2024, where it was one of a handful of companies to reduce the number of pollution incidents. South West Water's focus has been twofold. Firstly, reducing pollution to homes, businesses and land. As a result, internal sewer flooding to homes and businesses has reduced by 68% in the past 5 years. External sewer floodings have also fallen by 24% since 2020. Across the southwest, homes and businesses are now less likely to experience flooding than in any other part of the UK. South West Water said it's focused on reducing the use of storm overflows at beaches, with a 20% reduction in bathing water spills over the last 5 years. As a result of a multi-million pound investment, 100% of South West Water's 1,342 storm overflows are now fitted with event duration monitors, which record data at least every 15 minutes, with some sites capturing updates every 2 minutes and others as often as every 10 seconds. Richard Price, Managing Director of Waste Water Services at South West Water, said, "We are one of the few water companies to reduce our number of incidents last year, and in the first half of 2025, we have more than halved pollution incidents compared to the same period last year. We know we need to do more to fight the impact of climate change and make our infrastructure's future-proofed to reduce the impact on homes, businesses and our region, and that's why we're investing a record £760 million in storm overflows alone over the next 5 years. No one wants to improve our performance more than the 4,000 brilliant colleagues who live and work in the regions we support."